Upload and manage videos is where this lives. And you put a video there, then it'll show up in your detail page. You can also add as many videos as you want to related video shorts. So the public can go in and put a video on your site, right? But you want to do it, right? That's the other thing. This is the other problem is if you don't put videos on your page, on your related video shorts, Amazon will, and it won't be your product, right? So there's advertising space there that they're using that you need to utilize.
Hi, folks. It's the Quiet Light Podcast with Joe Valley and Mark Doust. Quiet Light Brokerage is the leader in helping entrepreneurs build, buy, and sell their online businesses. Since 2007, we have helped thousands buy and sell online businesses. And now, we're putting our extensive knowledge in your earbuds with our trademark relentless honesty and a few laughs along the way.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. It's an unfair game.
And now, here's Joe and Mark.
Joe, we both know that video is hard, it's expensive, it can be difficult to produce a good video, but when it comes to advertising, video is one of these untapped markets precisely because it is hard to do and a lot of people see it as a hurdle. And I know that you talked to Judson Morgan about his success with Amazon and how he's been able to lower his ACOS by using video effectively.
Yeah. Judson is a Hollywood film producer turned e-commerce entrepreneur. He does $10 million a year in revenue on his own Amazon businesses. And then formed an agency called Butter.la, where he helps people with video ads and whatnot. He himself went from an ACOS of 28% down to 22% by having good quality video. What's really, really cool about Judson is that during this interview, he gives it all away. He tells people how to shoot video with their iPhone and how to get the best lighting and do everything that they can, or you know, a Pixel, because I know you got a Pixel, Mark, to do it that way as well. So not only is he a Hollywood film producer, e-commerce entrepreneur, yes, he has an agency, but during this interview, he just goes through how to set up a video and do it right so that you can improve your ACOS as well. It's a great, great interview. Hey folks, Joe Valley here from Quiet Light Brokerage, another episode of the Quiet Light Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today's going to be a good show. We've got Judson Morgan with us. Judson, welcome.
Hey Joe, glad to be here.
Man, excitement. Come on, you're talking to, never mind. All right,
I'm trying to sound really manly into the mic here. So.
Well, you're an expert in video, not audio, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's give the folks some background on you. No fancy introductions here. Everybody knows that. I say it every week. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm super excited to be here and love what you guys are doing with your company, and this podcast has been like super valuable for me. So I have a video agency. I've had a video agency for about a decade here in Los Angeles, California, the home of filmmakers and Hollywood dreams, crushed dreams.
Thank you. I was gonna say, realized dreams or crushed dreams? More crushed than realized for sure.
I'm adjacent to realized dreams.
Okay, adjacent is good, and that's through marriage, right?
Yeah, through marriage. Yeah, I actually, my wife and I met when I was an actor back in the day in New York City, and we met doing a Broadway play, actually. And she has continued as an actress this whole wonderful life. And she's doing great. She's one of the 1% of the 1%.
Can we plug the show that she's in just so the audience can tie it all together?
Sure. It ends up being the most interesting thing about me. So I hate to really lead with it, but no.
It is the most interesting thing about you. That's the only reason why I got you on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, from here. So you can turn off the podcast after I tell you.
A really weird, odd connection, people, is that Judson told me who his wife was. I told my kids, you know, about it to see if they watched the show. They didn't. We look it up online. We stalked her. It turns out that Judson's wife went to the same high school that my father-in-law taught at for 40 years, and she knows who he is. Weird, odd connections and dots, but we're not here to talk about that. Let's get to the point. Go ahead.
And this is a tiny little town, and you know, that's a very small world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she is the star of a show called Van Helsing, and it's on Netflix, and she plays Vanessa Van Helsing, a vampire hunter. So watch out. It's a very bloody show and very gory and very dark. So if you're into that, go for it. If not, skip it. But we met and then I was in front of the camera, went behind the camera and started writing, directing, editing, actually won a bunch of awards as a filmmaker. We had a film that got into a bunch of film festivals all over the country, won some awards. Kelly, my wife, starred in that, which was the reason that it did anything. But I did pretty well with the other side of it. So I found a love for that, started doing Hollywood films, stuff like that. And that's why we live in Los Angeles, and sort of fell in love with the storytelling aspect of things and really dug into story and screenwriting and things like that. And then realized that Hollywood is full of some serious bull-ass, to keep it family friendly. It's less than you want it to be. And you can fight for 10 years to try to make a film and get your $1 million budget. And then nobody ever sees it, doesn't get into the one film festival it needs to get into. It's an incredibly hard life. And then when you really, really succeed, you end up not being able to ever spend any time with your family, because if you're a successful person in Hollywood, you work 24 hours a day. So it ends up not being a great life. My wife has threaded the needle and had a wonderful career. But I noticed that I said, okay, wow, I love this filmmaking thing. And there are brands all over the world who need content and need videos. And in fact, they need cinematic videos and they need storytelling and they need people, they need the public to understand their brand. And I started getting into projects like that. And so I got hired by a bunch of different companies. In the early days, I was doing music videos and all this different stuff. But one of the early projects was this project I did for Microsoft. We flew to Detroit and did this little documentary for Microsoft. And it was incredible storytelling, incredible project that really the only branded part of it at the end of it was Microsoft, made by Microsoft. And so I saw this foray into how these huge brands, the biggest brands in the world, did their content, told the story of their brands. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. As a filmmaker, as a storyteller, I can do stuff that's really dynamic, that's cool, that I love, that I want to do, that I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And it's just an advertisement, actually. It's just a story. It's a corporate video, right? But it's just a really, really, really good one. So that it really excited me and got me into this world. So since then, I've got an agency. It's called Butter. If you go to butter.la, that's where you can find our stuff. And we have been doing video, and mostly video, but we do all kinds of content for brands from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company to an Amazon store that's got one product. So everything and anything in between. And we take what we learn from these huge brands like Sierra Nevada or Microsoft and the creative directors there and the decision makers, the CEOs, the different people in those companies, and we can bring it to you. So that's one of the exciting pieces about us is not only one, we are Hollywood filmmakers, but we are also we're also working with major, major, major brands. And
minor ones as well, based upon the conversation that we had. And what I was so impressed with and the reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast was when we talked about the increased conversion rate by having proper video in front of your customers as they're making a purchasing decision was phenomenal. So as Judson was talking about that, folks, I was looking at my other screen, looking at some really successful Amazon stores and e-commerce stores that I've sold and that I keep track of and stay in touch with the owners. And one I just popped into, there's one gentleman that's bought 5 Amazon businesses from us. And I popped into 3 of the 5 as I was talking to Judson, and not a single one of them had video, but they're still growing like crazy. So I'm thinking this little piece of information in terms of putting the proper video inside the Amazon store so that the customers can view it and what that increase in conversion rate would do could really make a huge difference in terms of top line and bottom line revenue. So why don't we tell folks what that is, and you've got some stats behind that increase in conversion rate with proper video. And then I want you to lay out how to shoot proper video and what so that they can do it on their own instead of just going to an agency like yours. They're going to do that. And if they throw their hands up in frustration, they obviously hire you. But what were some of those conversion rate number changes? And maybe if you've got an example of a customer as well on the e-commerce side.
So I'll give you the secret. right away is that you want to do some video.
Okay.
And if you can shoot, which I know you can, you all have an HD camera in your pocket and you can turn that bad boy onto yourself or face it toward your products. Do this by a window, not in direct sun, and in a quiet room so that you have good audio. Good audio is more important than video. I'm giving you the secrets right at the top. So shoot some video on your phone and put it up as a related video short, regardless if you have brand registry on Amazon or if you have your Shopify store, put it up there. It will increase conversion rate, I guarantee it. It will.
You had given some stats in terms of the increase in conversion rate.
So Amazon, I was just trying to give the high level thing where you guys,
let's talk about the stats and conversion rate in terms of math and logic and the reason why they should be shooting more video. Totally. It goes down to money in their pocket. So yeah, what were the stats?
Yeah. So the Amazon is telling us, Amazon tells us themselves that the conversion rate increases by 3.6% if somebody watches a video on your page.
3.6%.
3.6 times. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So it's incredible. I mean, it's massive. I'm not good at math, but I think maybe you are, Joe. But if you're increasing conversion by three, like the companies that you're talking about that are scaling really fast, and if they're increasing conversion by three and a half times on their pages, I mean, it would be insane growth. It's like, you know, hockey stick.
It's hard to do the math, right? Because you've got to think about, you can't do it from orders and work backwards. You got to do it from page views and visitors. So you got to think about your conversion rate. If your conversion rate is 2% on 1,000, you're going to get 20 orders, and do the math in terms of if it goes from 2% to an increase of from 2% is the total conversion rate. It's going to increase that by 3.6%. It's a pretty significant number in terms of an increase in conversion rate, even if it's an average ticket of $125, if you can add, you could be adding $400 or $500 a day in revenue if there's enough volume there.
That's right.
The key thing is get a video in. And I would assume, just like images, I mean, for a long time, it was always, you know, when someone's doing a review of a Shopify store or an Amazon seller account, it's improve your product shots first. Better images. Now we've got the advent of video. We've got the ability to put it in there, at least in the Amazon store now. It's always been available on Shopify. So you're saying you can just take your phone out if you've got a good quality phone. Let's talk about that. Let's talk first about the type of video that should be shot. Is it really for somebody that's selling, you know, grilling aprons? It should be a product shots, I would think, right? It's not turn the camera on the owner and talk. It should be product, right?
Yeah, if you there's a couple different ways, and I think this is a good conversation for this podcast, is if you're building a brand, there are different videos that you want to make than if you're selling individual products on Amazon, let's say, right? So if you're building a brand, you do want to build a brand. You want to have videos that build your brand. So yes, we have on every single listing. So I have an Amazon store. I have two, and we will have revenue of about $10 million this year. That's what's unique about us and me and our agency, and why I think it's a good conversation here, is because I understand the Amazon space very well. I'm not just an agency owner, and we have video on every single listing. So we have two videos. In fact, we have, if it's a product that needs a demo, you definitely want a demo. You don't want to leave any questions unanswered. And it's been proven that people would rather watch a video than read. I think it's like an 85% people would rather watch a video than read. So if you're going to have any kind of explanation on how your product works, 100% you need a demo. You can do that with your phone. That's easy, right? You have somebody's hands opening the product, showing how it works. And if you can throw on a little text on top of that that says, here, you do this. If not, the demo, the unboxing/demo can be an incredibly important conversion rate tool. And then I would say, if you're a brand owner and you want to be the face of the brand, I think that's probably a pretty, not that many people here want to be the face of their brand, but boy, people want to buy from a person, right? They want to buy from a person, not from a company.
Right.
So the more your brand can be a human being, and it doesn't have to be you, right? I was a professional actor, and I understand this space very well, and I am not the face of my own brand, right? I hired a social media manager, and she is the face of our brand. And so that's something that you can do, that that person on your team can turn that camera on themselves, or maybe they have the skills to actually do some professional stuff, and they can do an unboxing about the product and talk about the brand and talk about the brand mission and all that stuff. So we have brand videos on every product, and we have product videos on every product. So if it's a demo or if it's just a lifestyle video that shows it in action, right? People don't really need, they don't need a video that is, this is the funny thing. As an agency owner, I would never have a video that's like basically the product photos as a video. But the thing that's funny is that that converts. It actually converts. You can do that as a sponsored brand. Now that Amazon is allowing us to have video for PPC, so you can have sponsored product videos. You can turn your video. So here's another trick. Go to Animoto.com. And if you type in Animoto, there'll be 10 other competitors below it that you could price out and see. I haven't priced them in the last 6 months, so there might be a better alternative. But you go there, you throw your product photos into that program, and for like $30, it'll spit out a video. You can type in text that you want on there. No video editing required, and it'll spit out a video that is in the right specs for you to go to sponsored brands and start running traffic to that video. And this is the thing, this is the other thing, Joe, I think we talked about this, is our, so for the last 30 days in my store, we have a 28% ACOS on our entire account. But then if I just select the video ads that we're running, it goes down to 22%. So the ACOS goes down hugely with video. And you know the reason why? Is because very few people are doing it. And this is the one of the things I wanted to bring up, is we have found that it's about 10 to 20% of products on detail pages on Amazon that are using video. I think the percentage is a little bit higher for Shopify, but not that much higher. So this is why it's an opportunity, guys. Every single store in the world has photos. There is not a single e-commerce store that doesn't have photos, but 10% have video. It's a massive, massive opportunity. And why I said at the beginning, just record a video on your phone. It sets you apart. And this is the other thing. Amazon is pushing so hard toward video. I saw yesterday on my phone, I was looking at a product on that I was going to purchase on Amazon.com on my mobile. And I noticed that the second, so I clicked on the image and I swiped to the next image. And it was a video. That is the second image.
Yeah, so, normally I see the image, if there's any at all, normally I see it as the seventh image or whatever yes. the numbers are.
Which, and that's the standard positioning, but you know how Amazon's always testing, right?
Yeah.
And they're testing video like crazy. It's one of the main things they're doing. There's Amazon Live, so you can go live anytime you want on Amazon. I mean, you can go live like QVC style. Oh, it's crazy. You can, and it's free.
Yeah.
And Amazon will put it... So we have videos that are getting, so this is the other tip trick that I want you to think about in terms of video. I know video is a little daunting. It's a little hard. It's not as hard as it was 3 years ago. It's way easier. You can shoot on your phone, but I understand that it's a little bit daunting, and this is the benefit. You create one nice video. You can use it for sponsored brands. You can use it for your detail page. You can use it for your social media. You can put it on Pinterest. And YouTube. So we have every video we make, we post on Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, Instagram stories, our detail page, and sponsored videos. And so our last video got 2,000 views in the last 30 days on Amazon, and got, I think it was 2,500 views on Pinterest. And I didn't see the stats for Instagram, but I'm sure it was similar. And then you could add $25 of ad spend on Pinterest. You can do sponsored video. So what I'm saying is, one asset, this is the incredible thing about video assets, is that this one asset you can send out into the digital world and go and get your customers. It's this insanely, so if you don't have it, if you don't have content, if you don't have photos, right, your product doesn't exist online. That's the thing, you have to have photos.
Right.
So that's the thing about video now, is that it sets you apart in such a incredible way, because it's the future, but not everybody's there yet.
But everybody's got the ability to film it. I think what happens is that we get caught up in, you know, production value, which is fascinating. You know, as we were talking last week, I thought about the first time that I had a client, we were listing his business for sale. His name was Paul. and he had a great product, and he just had some repackaging done. He was proud of it. So we always do a written interview, but we also do a recorded interview as well. We do it on Zoom, so we split the audio and video so people can see the person that's selling this $1 million, $2, $3, $4 million business. And Paul's sitting there in his kitchen, at the kitchen table, and he demonstrates the product. He reaches down and goes, this is the new packaging and this is what it looks like. And it was so simple and so obvious, and it made me just love the product and love Paul even more. And I wasn't the only one. We wound up with 10 offers on that business, and it went over asking price. The point is that the video, as you said, doesn't have to be Hollywood quality video. Unboxing makes a whole lot of sense, and different easy product shot images. And it was Animoto. I love that. If you're just going to do a video of product shots, they'll do it for you, and you put text in there as well. I like the unboxing. Inside of, let's say, an Amazon seller account, how many videos can you have as opposed to images? Are you limited to one?
Yeah, you can put one in your, you're right, in that seventh image slot. So one tip and trick that you guys need to know is if you have seven photos, your video will not show where you want it to show. So you got to only have six, okay? So take off that seventh or eighth or ninth photo. You don't need them. If you put a video, I upload and manage videos is where this lives, and you put a video there, then it'll show up in your detail page. You can also add as many videos as you want to related video shorts. So the public can go in and put a video on your site, right? But you want to do it, right? That's the other thing. Is this is the other problem is if you don't put videos on your page, on your related video shorts, Amazon will, and it won't be your product, right? So you, there's advertising space there that they're using that you need to utilize. So the basically Amazon's making it such that if you don't have video, you're, and it's free. I mean, you know, the cost of creating the video, but it's free to put them up there, and they will advertise on your page without, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. So I would.
It gets to, let's jump to the quality of the video and shooting and production and things of that nature. You know, you and I are not doing video, and it's one of the first times that we've turned video off of the Quiet Light podcast because the pixelation is so bad that I just learned that we have not been putting them up on YouTube. So we're going to find a way to improve the quality of that because there's no point in putting up a bad video. And a lot of times when I did, you know, the podcast, someone would be sitting in front of a window because they think it's a pretty image when in fact it's the worst way to do it because it brightens the background but darkens your face. You said be near a window. So that's natural light. You want to be near natural light that in front of you, not behind you when you're shooting.
Yeah. So you want to be in open shade, and whether that's inside or outside, you don't want to have direct. So you want to shoot from shade to shade. So that's what you're talking about. You don't want to have sun behind you. You're inside and the sun behind you, they're just going to blow out. Okay. Right. So I have a window behind me that I closed because I want the exposure to be on my face, not to go to the background. And that's just going to blow out. So if I'm shooting outside, I will try to find a direction of the angle where it's a shade behind me and dappled sun can look really pretty. But you don't want a different, so a camera can only hold a certain amount of exposure. So if it's exposed at 4.0 on your face, but it needs to close down to 8.0 for the background, it's just going to blow it out.
I have no idea what you just said there, and I'm sure the audience didn't either in terms of 4.0 to 8.0, but that's a Hollywood film.
Yeah, but I sound smart.
You do. Right? Really smart. Yeah. At least when it comes to filmmaking. That's it, though. I'm kidding. So what other types of videos? You talked about, you know, unboxing.
Let me make sure I'm clear about the inside window kind of thing. So if you're going to shoot an unboxing video, put a table right by a window that doesn't have direct light, but that has a nice ambient, right? Yeah. So as bright as possible without direct sun. And that will be, it will look great. So it will look great. And then you unbox your video right there. So either somebody holds the camera, you or your phone, you get one of those little tripods from Amazon for, you know, $9.99 that holds your phone if you're going to be doing this solo. And then you make sure the angle is kind of cool and you unbox it with your own hands. If you want to try to shoot it yourself, then have a friend or your, you know, whatever, child open the box. But those, I mean, that's how we shoot it. And we're you know, we have professional, we have, you know, $20,000 worth of professional lighting, but we'll just do it by a window because natural light is what we're trying to mimic with lighting, right?
Right. Right.
So you can get really, really solid videos like that.
What kind of, you know, when I've done the video portion of the podcasting, sometimes I see, you know, people with kind of weird backgrounds. What do you think is the right surface for somebody to be filming an unboxing on? Is it an all white table? Is it a hardwood table? Is there anything in particular that's a definite no-no or something that works better than others?
Yeah, you don't want the background to take focus. If it looks like, so let's say it's a home good product and it looks like it's in a home, that would be great because it looks like, oh, we're here, we are. I do it on the kitchen table.
Okay.
Like a scented candle, for example. You would put it in a place a scented candle exists in life. That looks great. If it's going to be like a generic background that you are kind of just like, I kind of like a studio look, then I would go with a white table. And again, if you hit direct light onto a white table or white background, you're going to get blown out. So it has to be, it has to be indirect ambient light. Okay. But I would go with a white table or like a marble table or something that's not going to take a lot of focus. But you don't want it to look like, ideally, it looks like a real environment. So, but it just depends on the type of product. Does that make sense?
Yeah, people are going to be watching it going, okay, that could be in my home. What about the length of the videos for both, you know, sort of an unboxing, whether it's limitations on Amazon in terms of length for the different levels? So look, I'm not an expert on Amazon, but for the one that you'd use in the ad, the one that's going to be inside your seller account with product reviews next to it, and then the other ones when it would be deeper in reviews where customers might put them and you want to instead. How long should that be?
I think 45 seconds and under is a good place to be sort of to generally like not get flagged anywhere. So like you try to post it to Instagram or something, you're going to get flagged if it's too long, or sponsored videos. So sponsored videos is a 45 second limit. I think related video shorts can be as long as you want. It's kind of like YouTube. So, but I would say if you want the asset to be as flexible as possible, which is my recommendation, right? You don't need to create 74 videos. You can create one video. So one thing that I did, another hack for you, is I created one brand video for my brand.
Okay.
And we, because I have an agency, I did it really well. Like we actually flew to Africa and did this whole thing and did this really cool video. But because we have like a give back to our company. And so we documented that. And that is on every single listing of my entire brand, right? One asset travels the world of Amazon for me every day and gets thousands of views. That's something that I would recommend for, and I think, Joe, for this podcast, I think there's people out there that if you're like me, you're interested in selling your brand, right? And if you're listening to Quiet Light, you're probably interested in selling your company at some point. And I want to talk with you, Joe, about, have you seen brands where they just really told their story well and it increased the multiple, where it's like somebody just loved the brand, where it's like the product makes sense and they told the story really well with the brand.
Oh yeah.
And there's a theory I have that sounds right, but I want to ask you, Joe, let's turn the tables. Is that something that's actually true?
No question. There's a certain number of things that buyers look for, and we kind of break them down into four categories, and it's risk, transferability, documentation, and transferability of the business. And those things, Mark calls them the four pillars, but any kind of pillar or brick house has to be held together with something, and that's in the mortar. And the mortar is really the person behind the business that's telling the whole story. So going back to Paul, the gentleman that did that, you know, product demonstration on the interview that I did when we were listing his business for sale. I mean, the whole picture there with Paul is he's, you know, a young guy in his early 30s who's a retired CPA. He left the CPA practice to become an e-commerce entrepreneur on Amazon. He's at the same time a stay-at-home dad to his two-year-old son. And he outsources the bookkeeping to an e-commerce bookkeeper. And that's my favorite part because he's a CPA and capable of doing it, but he takes mm-hmm. that and he gives it to an e-commerce expert to do it. So the whole picture paints an image. And then when you get him on video demonstrating the product as well, there's not, you know, up until 4 weeks ago when Chuck got when Chuck got 15 offers on a listing, Paul's business got 10. And it was because of the the, I want to call it the imagery behind the entire listing, because the products were beautiful, packaged beautifully. Paul built a great business. He was very likable. He was spoke well, looked well in the video, and demonstrated them as well. So the whole image of the business brought more buyers to the table and did increase the multiple of the business at the end of the day. It went for, I don't know, $100,000 over the initial list price of the business. So yes, the answer is all of it does matter.
Yeah. And I think what if you're going to like think about what's the ultimate way to tell your brand story? Like, you know, a picture paints 1,000 words and a video, what, 100,000? Because it's 24 frames per second, right? I tell this story about because I come from Hollywood, I understand filmmaking and the 24 frames per second. There's this, this is my theory. This is Judson Morgan. Maybe I'm not making any sense, but on 24 frames per second, there are black frames in between. You know this, Joe?
No.
You know how when they're cranking the actual film back in the day, like how did we get to 24 frames per second?
I see that.
You know? Yep. Yeah. And my theory is that what's magical. So there's a difference between like a soap opera, right? It looks like video. You know what I mean? It looks like it's like this is clearly fake. It looks like TV.
Okay.
But you look at a film, you go to a movie theater and you're like, what is the difference? Part of that difference is 24 frames per second. And my theory is in those black frames that our mind, so what happens is our brain actually puts these things together and sort of the sauce between the two frames where there's black, our brains are seeing it and they're putting in, you know, our brains are putting it together, right? So my theory is that those 24, doing cinematic video for your brand, telling the story in 24 frames per second, gives that black space, gives that open space for the person watching, the customer, to input their own hopes and dreams and values into it, right? That's what's so incredible about Hollywood, is that we go and we watch these stories and we live out our own story. You know, we feel like a hard relationship with our dad, and we see a movie about that, and you cry and you feel things, and you like kind of, it's like kind of therapy. Why do we all want to watch Netflix and chill at the end of the night? Because there's something human about storytelling, there's something human about it. And so the 24 frames per second as a brand really allows our customers to ingest their own hopes and dreams and values and benefits and needs into our brand, into our products. And when we tell that story, I mean, I just think it's magical. And I think somebody, even a buyer of a brand or a buyer of a product, they don't know why exactly they're drawn to something. And that's the kind of magic little secret sauce we're trying to get. And you don't get it with photos, you get it with video.
With video, for sure. And just in terms of what you do, I mean, I appreciate you're giving away so many golden nuggets here, the secrets of proper lighting, the length of the videos, and just now weaving in how the viewer, whether it's a film or somebody that's considering buying a grilling apron, is going to get passionate about it because they're going to see themselves using that. And maybe out there grilling with their dad who they didn't get along with as a kid. But you're doing this work yourself for, are your customers the Microsofts of the world, or are you also doing it for, you know, the $1 million seller on Amazon that tried to do some of this themselves, but didn't, but they had too many SKUs, for instance, you know, somebody that sells 37 different types of products, that's 37, 45 second films or videos with their phone. Is that the type of client who is typically the client of Butter.la, or is it the much larger client that is a well-known brand?
Yeah, we have a mixture of both, and we are moving more and more toward the, you know, we have a client right now who's, this is their first product. We have a client right now who's one of the bigger brands on Amazon who's having us revamp 15 product listings with, we're doing everything from their photography to their video, to their A+ content, to their bullet points. And we understand and do all of it. And video is sort of our calling card. But you know, if you send us your products and we can give you bulk packaging to do the entire thing. So we to answer your question, we still have some clients that are huge clients like Sierra Nevada or Shangri-La Hotels. Actually, to be totally honest with you, the COVID-19 thing, e-commerce is is growing and doing so well right now that we're pivoting more toward this market. and working with a lot of Amazon brands, because we have such a granular, you know, on the ground understanding of it. And I think it's really unique positioning for our agency. So
it is
the focus of what we're doing now.
The fact that you're doing, you know, 10 million in revenue with your own brands has you somebody that's been there, done that, doing it versus just an agency that has this concept and has moved from Hollywood to e-commerce. You're actually in e-commerce yourself and obviously very successful at it. And your success is partly driven by the video and the increased conversion rate for sure.
So, can I give you another anecdotal reason why the video, I believe, has really helped us as a brand on Amazon? So we, you know the strategic brand managers that Amazon has?
Yeah.
So you can pay, I think it's like $3,000 a month or something to pay for one of these. I don't know who has access to that or what, but we were approached by Amazon, a woman in Seattle who works in the brand management group for Softlines. She approached us and said, "Hey, I want to be your strategic partner, your strategic brand manager here, and I want to help you grow, and I want to give you special deals and all kinds of inside stuff because I love your brand so much." So do you think that's because we have cool products?
No.
It is because we told our brand story so well. Like, for example, the video of us in Africa, right? What makes, she's a woman, she's a human being at Amazon who works there, who was like, I have five brands that I can select in this entire thousands and thousands, thousands of brands. And she selected ours. So we get this. So that's an example. It's anecdotal, but it's an example for me of the power of really telling your story through video.
Well, I think it's awesome. We haven't had anybody on talking about how to do it right and how the math works and increase conversion rates. And the fact that you're actually out there doing it on your own brands is, you know, one of the major reasons why we're so thankful that you came on to the show and share this information. Judson, if people want to reach out to you directly, actually, let me ask one more question before we go there. For those that feel as though that they are the ones that are going to just go out there and try to do this on their own, can they see samples of product videos that you've shot on your website?
Yeah. If you go to butter.la, you will see examples and things that we suggest. And we're trying to give you a lot of value. Like, if you come to our site and you have a strategy call with us, you will leave, like this podcast, with a lot of information that you can execute on your own without giving us a cent. As you know, I'm in this space. I'm in the forums. I'm in the Facebook groups. I'm helping people. I'm super into it. Like, I'm on this podcast to genuinely help you. That's how we look at it. So yes, if you come to our site, there will be examples. If you want to shoot a video yourself and then have us look at it and help you, we would be willing to do that. So we're here to help. And I think once you see that the video, you'll put one of the videos that you make, an unboxing video that you make from your phone, or an Animoto type video, you'll put it in sponsored product videos, and you'll see, oh my gosh, my ACoS just dropped by 20%. And you will call us and say, "Hey, I need to make some more of these," right? It becomes difficult to continue to make them on your own. Maybe not. If you're doing it with your phone, maybe it works. But did I answer the question?
Yeah. People can actually see the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
I think trying these things on your own is going to depend greatly on the size of the business and the workload that the owner has. Some people may be able to do this and love it and passionate about it. Others are maybe great at crunching numbers and just can't do this to save their lives, and they'll reach out to folks like you.
Or if they want a strategy, right? Sometimes it's like, I'm really good at the numbers, like you said, and then it's like, well, I'm not like an incredible marketer. And we as an agency, we're doing these 15 products right now for this big brand, and they kind of said to us, "Go for it, please. This isn't our skill set. How do you want to tell the story of our brand?" And we redid their entire look and feel, and we're making them look so badass.
That's awesome.
And they just gave us carte blanche. So that's something we can do too.
Awesome. Judson, we're running out of time here. I appreciate all of these secrets, golden nuggets that you're giving away. Very helpful for the audience. Anybody that's listening and wants to check it out, they go to, it's literally butter.la, right?
Yep, that's right. Like Los Angeles.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the Quiet Life Podcast. I appreciate it. Hopefully you're going to be able to help a lot of the audience members in the coming months and years.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it too.
Today's podcast was produced by Podcast Motor and the Quiet Light content team. If you have a suggestion for a future podcast, or if you want to guess the quote from the beginning of the show for a chance at getting a shout out on the pod, email us at podcast@quietlightbrokerage.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and this show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.